Hello everybody, welcome back. This week is Parshas Kedoshim, and we are going to be talking about the halachas of Sfira Saimer, meaning counting Sfira, and also a little bit about the days of Sfira during this time of year. There are some common misconceptions just about understanding what you are allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. So, in terms of Sfira Saimer, if you miss one day, so we all know, that's it, right? You're toast. You can't count anymore. But that's really a misconception, because the main opinion in halacha is that even if you miss one day, it does not affect the remaining days. And according to that opinion, even if you miss a week or you miss a couple of days, you still count the next night with a bracha. But being that there is an opinion who holds that you have to count all the nights, so we're machmir as far as brachas are concerned. So we don't make a bracha. But even though you don't make a bracha, that doesn't mean you should stop counting. By all means, count, and you're being mekayim the mitzvah according to the majority of paiskim. That's an important thing to remember. If someone forgot to count at night, but then remembered to count during the following day, so they should count as soon as they remember, without a bracha, and then they can continue counting that following night with a bracha. And likewise, if you just forgot to make a bracha one night, or you know, you just said the night, tonight is so-and-so, you can count the following nights with a bracha. It doesn't stop you from counting with a bracha. As long as you don't miss a 24-hour period without counting, you can count the following night with a bracha. Now, if you're unsure, which is not an unusual thing, if you're unsure if you counted the previous night and you really can't figure it out, you are permitted to count the following night with a bracha. And the reason is, based on what I was mentioning earlier, is that since many paiskim, or perhaps most paiskim, hold that even if you miss a day, you can still count with a bracha, and it's just because we're being machmir, like those who hold that missing a day is a problem, that's why we don't make a bracha. So as long as you're not even sure if you missed a day, so then we say, okay, then you could just rely on the paiskim that hold that regardless, you can count with a bracha. So as long as you don't know, you truly don't know whether you counted last night or not, or whatever it was, you can continue and you can count with a bracha. Whenever you count Sfira, with or without a bracha, you're meant to stand. You're l'chachil supposed to stand. But you're yotze if you're sitting too. So if you find yourself in a car and you're really worried that you're going to get home very late and you're not going to remember when you get home, it's perhaps better to just count in the car, sitting, and be yotze that way. If you said the incorrect number, so if you remember immediately, techere dibur, within, like a few seconds, then you just say the right number. So if you counted and you said, for example, Hayayim Tisha Yamim, today is 9 days, and really it's 10 days, so you don't have to start over, you could just switch and say Asar Yamim. So in other words, you say Hayayim Tisha Yamim, Asar Yamim. And likewise, same thing, if you made a mistake with the weeks, you don't have to start over, you could just correct where the mistake was, and that's enough. As a rule, it's just good to check before we start, so we don't flounder around after the bracha, and we know exactly what day we're meaning to count. If you counted the wrong day, though, and then you didn't realize, and then like a minute later you chapped, you counted the wrong day, it's actually as if you did nothing. And you have to make a new bracha, again, because it was a mistake. You're not yotze with that. So if you said the wrong night, you actually do have to count again, and you have to count again with a bracha. There is no, but that only is if you did everything wrong, like you totally said the wrong night. But if you said the right night, but you just said the wrong calculation for the weeks and the days, that is okay, you are yaitza, and you can count the next night with a bracha as well. There's no difference between la oimer and ba oimer, it's just a matter of diktuk and different menhagim, so either one is fine, you can switch off if you would like to do that. After saying the oimer, we say harachaman, according to one opinion, because this mitzvah is only applicable min ha-Torah when the Omer was actually brought. So the Omer was a carbon that was brought on Pesach. The carbon Omer was from Sairim, it was brought from barley, a very unique carbon, the only one really that's brought from barley. And it kicked off the Sfiras HaOmer. We counted from the Omer, and it culminates with the carbon that was brought on Shavuos, which is the Shteh HaLechem. And it was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Omer was what allowed everybody to use the wheat that had grown that year. Till then, it was called Chadash, and it was prohibited to be eaten. But in the Beis Hamikdash, you still couldn't use it, and you could only use the new wheat when you brought the carbon on Shavuot. So it was like a kind of a two-step process. The Omer allowed wheat to be eaten by everybody else, and the Shteil Lechem on Shavuot allowed the wheat to be used in the Beis Hamikdash. And the time in between was this time that we count, the time between Pesach and Shavuos, and therefore that's why we say a harachamon who yivnalon beis hamikdash. That's why we say that harachamon, because being that really we're not obligated to do it without a beis hamikdash, we're just doing it zecher lemikdash. We're doing it in order to remember the beis hamikdash. Trivia question: how many other mitzvahs can you think of, or you know, ma'aseh mitzvahs that we do only because of a zecher lemikdash, only because we're trying to make a remembrance for the beis hamikdash? Right? See how many you can come up with. Now, moving on to the halachas of these days of Sfira. So, during the days of Sfira, we're not supposed to cut our hair, but this is limited to hair on the head or hair on the face for men, like a beard. But shaving legs is permitted because that's like cutting nails, and cutting nails is permitted. Likewise, cutting a shetla is allowed. So the thing is like this: people tend to confuse Sfira with the 3 weeks or the 9 days, and they are different. They're not the same. During Sfira, the only things which are prohibited are cutting hair, as I mentioned, and going to weddings and listening to music, and that's it. You are allowed to purchase things. You're allowed to tailor things. You're allowed to buy new clothing and so on. All those things are permitted, and that's just, seems to cause confusion. A lot of the questions I'm getting is people are associating it with the 3 weeks. It's not. It's really restricted to just haircuts and weddings and music. There are some exceptions where you are allowed to listen to music. You can put on music certainly for little children who are below the age of chinuch. You can also put on music for the sake of doing something else, like keeping a beat for exercise or to help you stay awake while driving. It may even be pikuach nefesh, but you can listen to music for that purpose. And one other thing, interesting thing about this year is that this year is Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday, so it's permitted to take a haircut already on Friday, because once you're going to do it on Sunday, you're allowed to already do it, L'Kavod Shabbos.